be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Dancing my soul, my Savior today. How great thou art. How great is your name? How great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God today. Jesus, oh, how great thou art. How great are you, Lord? One more time. How great thou art. Oh yes, how great thou art. How great is thy name. Oh yes, how great thou art. Jesus, oh yes, how no other God. Alpha, Alpha. Make it louder than this. Begin to wait on him. Raise your hands to him. Oh yes. Alpha, Alpha. Keep on moving. know what Jesus is. Nobody can say yes. What Jesus is. Nobody can say Jesus is. Yes. Nobody can say yes. What Jesus is. Yes. Nobody can say Jesus is. To Psalm 148 very quickly. We have just 14 verses in that very book of the Psalms. And we are going to read responsively. I read verse 5 from here. You will take verse 2 from wherever you are. Make sure you read the loudest wherever you find yourself. You can clear your throat. It's a shouting time. And beloved, everyone that is here tonight has not come by accident. God has destined you to be here to transform all that concerns you. And he will do so by his fire and by his blood. Can I hear a louder amen? Thank you, Father. Are you there? Ask your neighbor, are you with your Bible? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ask him, don't allow me to run away from you. I read verse 1, you take verse 2. Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights. Praise him, someone, praise him on the stars of the light. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Verse 8. Mountain and earth, fruitful trees and all cedar. Verse 10. Kings of the earth and all people, princes, all judges of the earth. Verse 12. Let us pray the name of the Lord for his name. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Everybody shout in the Lord. He has been ascended to the throne of the people. The people of God is saying, even the children of Israel, the people, the altar, God shout the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Put down your hands and put down your Bible, beloved. Put down your Bibles. Put down your Bibles. When I ask you to shout, shout. When I ask you to sit down, you sit down. Don't sit down yet. Close your eyes now. I want you to follow the scripture very well today. And as we follow the scripture, we are going to receive the reward of the scripture in Jesus' name. Are you ready? There is no obedient child of God that, you know, that regretted in the scripture. We are not going to regret. The servant commanded from the scripture, he said, clap your hands, O ye people. Praise the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto him. Are you ready to do that tonight? I want you to do that. Let this place shake. Let the anointing of this altar go to wherever you came from. And let everything connecting you to God break this hour. Are you ready, sisters? I can't hear them. Are you ready, brother? Oh, you people clap the name of the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil.
because of the great assignment ahead of us tonight, wherever you are now, I want you to close your eyes. The instrumentalist, God bless you. You can help us now. Just you yourself, use your own hand, use your own mouth now. Amen. Just pick a song. Become the drummer. Become the dancer. Become the clapper. Become the jumper. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lord. Instrumentalist can help us now. Instrumentalist can help us now. Lift your two hands to the Ancient of Days now. And let us sing this last one before we go. Thank you, Father. I have a story to tell. This is my story. Kind of programs suffering from epilepsy and all kind of dangerous diseases, and they were still thinking they were going for medication or one serious prayer somewhere. But as they gave themselves utterly to that service that day and gave praise to God, that was the end of the wickedness in their lives. Because for this people, the Son of God was made manifest to destroy the work of the devil. As you are praying the Lord with all your being today, every word of the devil in your mind, in your life, in your destiny, they are buried forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Open your eyes and look at somebody by your right hand. Say, my neighbor, you have not seen anything. Tomorrow, come with your garment of praise. You are going to see me dancing to the King of Glory. I am going to praise myself out. I am going to praise my enemy. In the name of Jesus. The pray because. God bless you. Let that hand count upon your head now. Your right arm. The way you have never shouted. Forget whether you are in US now. Amen. We are talking about technology, not technology. Amen. Computer doesn't make noise. Amen. And you know, this wicked power, they could call me in the midnight, they won't make any noise, and they can finish somebody up. But as you shout here today, as you cry upon the Lord, your deliverance is sure. Take the advice of your friend. What did he tell you? He said you should sharpen your mouth and break the cord. Say, every part limited to my glory. Remove your arm, begin to practicalize this one like a dangerous prophet. Everybody? Yes. Say, I break. I break. Look at them. I break. 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 I say concerning somebody here that Christ Jesus has redeemed you from the curse of the law. He himself became the curse for you so that you can do it. Receive the blessings of Abraham. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my King. Oh, Jesus. Mama. Mighty name we pray. Listen, we are going strategic. You have 3 more to go and sit down. Are you ready? Now, this 3, you are going to put on your cap of imaginations. I want you to pick 3 things you don't want to be mentioned with you and your family again in life. Things that when you look back now, it's like it has become a pattern in your family life. You are going to take them one by one. If your own is late marriage, you will say, you are going to say every cause of late marriage. And you are going to begin to deal with it. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Did you get it clear? Are you ready for that? Have you picked them out now? Every cause of late marriage. Your own doesn't necessarily mean to be late marriage. Pick 3 things. things. And this is the time to shoot the fat one now. You must imitate your spirit. As you know, are you ready to pray this prayer? Or we should postpone it? I can't hear you. It's a battle. You are going to be adding the name of Jesus. That's the catalyst. Are you ready? That's the greatest weapon. Are you ready? It does not matter who issued that curse. It shall not stand. It shall not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Open your eyes. Pick a partner. Pick a partner. Pick a partner. Give yourself space because anything can happen. Close your eyes. The Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. Amen. Amen. Are you ready?
Yes.
Don't hold anybody. You are going to clap like thunder. Holy Ghost, break my yoke. Somebody say, break my yoke. Neighbor, you are a good student, but I don't like your aggression. Amen. Are you ready now? Tell him I will change you if you don't change. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. That's better. Little to ask now. To God. Now, let your mind, your focus go to the next target now. That thing you want to get rid of your life forever. Are you ready? You are the one that you know what you want to deal with. You could say, I want to be hearing from you. Let that break shake the ground. Break, break, and put the name of Jesus. Can I hear you? Alright. Okay, amen. You don't want me to hear what you are saying. It's alright.
Jesus'
name we pray. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. You sing this song now like warrior. And you pray that prayer for the last time before you sit down. Are you ready? I can't hear the yes again. Are you ready? Thank you, Father. Are you ready now? Are you ready to sing this song? Thank you, Jesus. And our fire, Lord. Amen. This is the final attack. The third thing you want to eradicate in your family line. It's like a pattern there. Maybe they die young. Maybe there's one wickedness, the other has become a pattern. It has happened to your uncle. It happened to your father. And it's like it's your turn. Somebody said, no! Oh! Are you ready to kill it? Yes! Every soul of heaven. You are the one that knows what to want to attack. All I want to hear from you is die. Are you ready to kill? Yes! Thank you, Father. The Bible says that the power of life and death is in the power of our tongue. Are you ready to kill? Yes! Are you ready? Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mama, 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 ribro, soro, bosende. Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Oh, yes. Somebody's experiencing a strange headache there. Every curse, every bewitchment upon that destiny is broken by the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes. Every good pattern in your family line, and it's like this is your turn. It shall not stand. Neither will it come to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ. He that wants you to go into captivity shall go into captivity. Any power gathered to mock you shall scatter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let your fire be released and be doubled in this sanctuary. Let your blood come like a pool. As people sit now, let them sit in the pool of the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. And let the word of God come with fire. Come with thunder. Come like lightning. And let every stony heart be melted by fire. Let them. Let there be transformation. And let the name of the Lord be glorified. Thank you, Father. Because we gather in your name. In Jesus' name we are all blessed. If you are blessed, shout a blessed hallelujah.
Tell three people before you sit down, say, neighbor, make sure you sharpen your tongue and break the course tonight. Shout at him, shout your mouth and break the course. Look at him the way he will not forget you. And I say, sharpen your mouth and break the course. Amen. Talk to the last person. Say, look at that fellow. Say, the way I'm looking at you, it's like you are a shy person. Tell him you are in a shouting arena. And the winning side is the shouting side. What I'm telling you is this. Shout your mouth. God bless you. Have your seat. And that's our topic. Sharpen your mouth. Break the thought, the course. Amen. Let's quickly go to the book of 1 Samuel. God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Once again, those of you that are coming for the first time for this, to this program, I bring greeting from our Father, the Lord, Jerome Vassia, Dr. Daniel Lukoya, especially from the Headquarters Church. God bless all of us mightily in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God for what the Lord is doing in your life here. I prophesy in our next visit, you shall all be more than this in Jesus' name. In all areas of your life, you shall increase in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Let me hear you say, I will sharpen my mouth tonight and break every curse upon my life. Let's look at a young man that started it in the Bible. 1 Samuel 17. I take it from verse 42. 1 Samuel 17 from verse 42. Are you there? Ask your neighbor, open your Bible to that place. Be a good neighbor. Praise the Lord. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staffs? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Hallelujah. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This same God will deliver into my hand. Amen. Deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and take your hair from your head. Amen. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know there is God in Israel. Amen. Close your eyes. Say, Father Lord, open my eyes to this mystery tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and pray that prayer very well. Open my eyes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Let's go to verse 47. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord, and we give you into our hands. Somebody say amen to that. What the young man David was doing there at the age of 17 was actually sharpening his tongue. Sharpening his mouth. Amen. Beloved, if you have not taken it from, you know, say from verse 15, chapter 15, you will not understand what the Lord is trying to reveal to us there. Praise the name of the Lord. You won't be able to appreciate what that young man went through. David, In fact, as far as the family is concerned, he was not a force to be reckoned with. When Samuel the prophet was to come and choose another king to anoint people there, if nobody remember the man called David, he was with the sheep somewhere and shepherding away. Praise the name of the Lord. And when I read some history book concerning the land of Israel as far as David was concerned, I discovered that one of the major reasons was that David was not one of the children of the main wives. He was just by the way. Shout hallelujah. That's the message for you here. If not because the way I was born, my life would not be like that. Even if your parents, if they rape each other and you came out, you are for a purpose. And you are going to fulfill that purpose. Except the Lord build the house. Anyone that is building is wasting his time. Praise the name of the Lord. There's nothing accidental in the kingdom. You are not an accident. You are for a purpose. You are an arrow in the hand of the Lord. David was not, relevant as far as they were concerned, but as everyone was concerned, it was a force. It was to change history. Until today, you cannot mention Christianity without mentioning David. All the musicians, most of the hymns we are using now, even the one they use in the early church, were from the inspiration the Lord gave to David. I pray you are here tonight, you will not die with your potential. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But there was a problem in Israel. A Goliath, a stubborn pursuer, a boaster, rose against that nation. And unfortunately, they are in every environment. They are in every territory. In every region, there is a legion there to be contended with. Brother Paul said, I fought a beast in Ephesus. Don't think because you have come to an environment and there's a little comfort and relax. Beloved, there are Goliath to contend with. Tell your neighbor, don't keep quiet. I don't like the way you said it. Say, don't keep quiet. It shall be well with you in Jesus' name. You know, everybody ran inside. This man called Goliath, at the time they were not even mentioned, they were calling him Philistine because he was the embodiment of the strong man in charge of wickedness in Philistine. He was the one really troubling the Israelites. And at the time, for 40 days, nobody could go to office. Everything was in standstill. You can imagine women that are breastfeeding. They couldn't go and buy fresh cheese again. They have to depend on the one they have in the home. Can you imagine that? And you know, there could be forces like that that have held the whole family bound for years. And that was the situation in Israel that day. And this guy was somewhere shepherding away, and he had this man boasted again. And he sharpened himself. Somebody said, I will sharpen myself. He sharpened himself. He sharpened his mouth. And he dared to address whom nobody could address. Even King Saul, who was a trained soldier, dare not address him. Because when you see the CV, the resume of this man, you are going to run away. Nobody has the height, the hand. In fact, the weight was second to none. And his own weaponry were dangerous. Praise the name of the Lord. And this young man came forth. Say, what is your problem? Shout hallelujah. May you come out of your family and change their story for the best. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I don't know the major problem that this man called Goliath was using against the Israelites was cause. Somebody say cause. And when Indiana saw somebody who could oppose him, the first thing he did was to do what? To curse him. Look at it. The Bible says, and he cursed David. That was a woman. He just woke up in her family's house. He just left the husband, left the children, and was going on the street naked in the midnight. All of a sudden he said, no! Children of Jesus, they don't run mad. I reject this in Jesus' name. And she came back home. In most cases, that is how madness starts. And people will go to marketplace. I don't know if you have thought about it.
When somebody runs mad, the first place he begins to go to is the marketplace. Why? And when we trace where this man was also, you know, bombarding and, you know, kind of paralyzed every person in the city, it was the market square. Very close to the palace house. There are power in those places. But there's a greater power. That swallow power. That power is in your life. Make sure you sharpen your mouth tonight, as you have done already, because so many things are in course because of your destiny now. And it is well with you in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. Until this small body rose up, everything was standstill in Israel. There was problem. There was sadness. There was sorrow. Who will deliver from this man? This man will finish everybody. In fact, some people will be urinating in their trousers when this man talk. Praise the name of the Lord. But we thank God. This man now started releasing his own divine cause. He said, today, I'm going to bring your hair from your head. That's a fashion that said that. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to cut your head. And the man will say, what are you going to use? By the time they measure their height, I'm sure they are not like my pastor and myself. Shout hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. They were very tall person. Maybe were just by the ties. Say, you this dwarf. What do you think you are talking? But can somebody say, greater is he that is in me? In sharpening your mouth, I'm not talking of shouting alone. I'm talking of reminding yourself whom you are in the Lord. In sharpening your mouth, I'm talking about you putting your confidence in the Lord. And don't look at the bigness of the problem. Because with God, nothing shall be impossible. Somebody shout a loud amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. There are forces in the unseen realm that have power in them to bring about evil upon lives, upon homes, upon communities. When you see mass, you know, burial somewhere, you know, plane crashes, they are not ordinary. Corpses have gone into the heavenlies. Powers and satanic agents has released violence, robbery, wickedness into that environment. And if there are no Christians who will sharpen their mouths and sharpen their spirit and nullify those things, they will eventually come to pass. You know, they were showing a documentary about this place called Afghanistan. When there was problem, sometimes here, there was a particular one I studied and I brought about 7 prayer points from it. Because I saw a particular set of people in that environment, young, old, men, women, children. When you see them, you know that these are fasting people. Their name is fasting. And all they were saying were wickedness. All those weak, they were just releasing it. And unfortunately, the realm of the spirit is never vacant. Who gets their force matters. Amen. And who is more powerful matters. That is why at times, you know, when somebody has problem and they take him to a particular abalis, he won't be able to handle it. At times, he could handle it if the demon is lesser than his own. But beloved, we have the greater power. Because in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. The Word was God himself. With him everything was created, including the abalish. Including the principality. Because this Jesus Christ is the head of principality and power. And he has given us everything in the heavenly places to overcome. Somebody say, I am overcoming. I shall take no nonsense again. In the name of the flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. The world we are is full of satanic agents, beloved, who place curses on people, on community, even on institutions. You just see that somewhere it just gone, all of a sudden the thing just go down, pam. Somebody has issued a curse somewhere. But I have good news for you today that curses can be turned to blessings. Yes. This man called Goliath meant something that day. But this small boy, because he was connected to a big God, cancel all the wickedness and it reverses it. And he will not be the first person. Joseph, by his holy living, by his purity, by his fear of the law, he was able to declare at the end of his life, he said, the evil the enemy intended against him, the Lord turned into be good. Every evil also wickedness intended against you at the going forth of this world, the Lord shall reverse them to be good. Amen. Tell anybody I don't like your amen. I said, but that intended good in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Those are causes. That's what we mean by causes. Let's look at the book of Psalm 107, verse 17. 107, verse 17. Praise the Lord. Are you there? Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Listen, beloved. They are so abhorrent all manner of meat, and they draw near unto gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. I wish you read the entire psalm when you get home. You'll be seeing a kind of a people that God loved so much. But as God was running after them, they were running away from God. And that is it's like the generation we are too. God so much loves us. Beloved, this is the most exciting generation on earth. We are the generation waiting to receive Jesus Christ. Amen. We are the one waiting for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful period to be. The early apostles, they are the ones that started the battle. And you will see all the way they started. We are the one landing up. Tell your neighbor, you will not fail. And if you will not fail, beloved, you must sharpen your mouth and break so many things. And God will help us in Jesus' name. I challenge you to read the book of Acts of Apostles. There is no chapter there that you will not see a prayer meeting, a people praying. What we are doing is that they were sharpening their tongue and they were breaking curses. At the time they said, nobody should mention the name of Jesus in Jerusalem. They said, this is abomination. They said, God, behold, they are threatening. Now, show your power. Beloved, the next time they became 5,000. I prophesy, when we shall visit this place will not contain us in Jesus' name. Shout a brilliant amen. Thank you, Jesus. But where I read just now is bringing something out. Causes of causes. Reasons behind causes. A causeless cause shall not do what? Shall not stand. Somebody was telling me something, you know, in a particular dialect today. He said, evil causes. We are talking about blessing that time. But he said, evil causes. Amen. Causes, they look for a way. They clear ground before they operate. Shout hallelujah. Promise you that you are not going to laugh too much about this one. One woman just ran to the pastor. He said, Pastor, I'm finished. So what happened? And the woman has been, you know, been with her husband for about 7 years, no child. He said, the baba, there's one baba, one elderly man. He has no teeth again. He's the most terrible abalance in our environment. And he said, they don't see children at the back of the snake. He said that he will never conceive in life. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm sure the pastor must be a fat pastor like my pastor. Shout hallelujah. He just see like he sat. Look at the way he sat down. Shout hallelujah. The man just laugh. Amen. The first question the man has said, are you a snake? It is snake, they don't see children at their back. Are you a snake? As I'm talking today, they have 4 children. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody shout the loud hallelujah. I tell you, what you need is bone face. You need boldness. Tell your neighbor, God has not given you spirit of fear. City of a whole Israel, a whole nation, people that God backed, fear kept all of them, the chief, the king, everybody. But somebody who was bold, may you be bold. Receive the joy of the Lord. And be bold. In the name of Jesus Christ. But there's a reason for every problem. Are you hearing? Are you following me, beloved? Every affliction, every opposition, every oppression has a root. That's where we are going now. And the Lord will put them in Jesus' name. Amen. Behind every cause, there is a cause. Are you still following me? I don't know whether you remember something. Sometimes ago in the history of America, the former president, what's the name of Reagan, there was a time he narrowly escaped a kind of high assassination kind of a thing. Did you remember? But thank God for some Christian here. There are some few remnants here who are doing the mind of God. And may you be part of them in Jesus' name. That despite the wickedness, despite the occultism, despite whatever is going on, that you shall stand out for heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. So these people were intercessors. You are prayer warriors. They are people who understood what we are saying. And they started praying to God. Why? Because they discovered apart from that president, every 20 years, their president, one way or the other, is assassinated. Or an attempt is made against them. And they went into prayers. It was revealed to them through archive, through revelation by the Holy Spirit, that the Red Indians placed a curse upon this land that time. Because they were mistreated. Amen. And that curse was working. But these children shut their mouth and they say, no, enough is enough. Can you close your eyes? Say, every wickedness flow from the fathers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And since that time, that kind of wickedness has stopped in the presidency. God will help somebody here tonight. Let's go again and travel to the book of 2 Samuel, verse 1 now. 2 Samuel, chapter 1, chapter 1, verse 21. Praise the Lord. Are you still there? I read. You mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, let there be no rain upon you for fields of offerings. For they are the shade of the mighty. Of the mighty is vilely cast away, the shield of Saul, as though he had not seen, he has not been anointed with oil. That was where Saul died. People that have been to Israel have not been there physically. That part of the world, see, today as I'm talking, there is no green leaf there. No rain has ever come upon that place since that time. And that's about 3,000 years ago or more. That's power of course. Praise the name of the Lord. But why? Why? Because an anointed died. By virtue of our own ministry, God has exposed us to so many things. We have been sent to places. As we are digging into their history, we were told that they bury missionary alive in their cities with their Bibles. And they told God to do his worst. And God is still doing his worst, as I'm talking today. Because when you see the play, you see desolation. You see wretchedness. You see poverty. You see bloodshed. Close your eyes again. Say, everything connecting me to curses. Guys, come back. Come back. Come back. Come back.
can to pay India.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In that land where I read to you, something was released prophetically to the foundation. And as we are talking till now, no rain has ever touched the place. No dew, no grass, nothing grows in that place. It was just there, wasting away. Lay your hand on your own belly button.
Everything planted in my foundation.
In the fulfillment of fruitfulness. Before I leave this place today. Everything planted in my foundation. In the fulfillment. In the glory. In the fruitfulness. In the in God, before I leave this place today, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to pray one more prayer before we continue, and we're going to run off very quickly. Somebody, I went out with somebody this afternoon, and he was telling me some things, and he could remember that I just kept quiet at the time, because I was just thinking deep, and I could go far than what he was saying. He said that some people that came to this place originally, some Indians that, you see, they held this part of the country. In the area of hospitality, hotels, they are the one in charge. This other area, you saw people. But our people from Africa, mostly, what area can we say we are earning? And we are the most of the billions in the world. We are the most people that attended university and we are still attending. I want you to close your eyes and say, every coast of Africa. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It does not matter how you come from Africa, you came from somewhere else. Thank you, Father. Let's pray that prayer like this. Say, every satanic intercontinental course, holding me in one place, holding me to flock. Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. What's our topic? Sharpen your mouth and break the curse. Because the joy of it is that no matter how terrible that curse may be, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Shout hallelujah. Somebody say, Christ in me is the hope of glory. Praise the Lord. Every plague you are seeing around, there's a reason behind it. Every plague, reason, is either an offense or ignorance. Proverbs 6:17. Praise the Lord. Are you there? A proud look, a lying tongue, an hand that shed innocent blood. If you begin to read further, they don't end well. Hello? Lying, flattering, it's not a good thing for Christians.
That is not the reason why the Lord gave you mouth.
There are seven major types of curses that you need to sharpen your mouth and deal with.
How many of them? The first one is the curse of God. And the only way to go about that one is by repentance. There are some family that are just swallowing under the curse of God because of the way their ancestors dealt with the missionaries, because of their involvement in slave trade, because of their involvement in bloodshed, in human sacrifices, because of one thing or the other. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
What could make the curse of God to come upon a person?
Why God curses? Praise the Lord. Neglecting salvation. That is,
if the only sin that will not be forgiven is the sin of against the Holy Spirit. That is, resisting Him, not accepting that Jesus died for you on the cross of Calvary. Bible says, such people, they are already condemned. They are already cursed from this world.
So if you are here tonight, before we go, make sure you sort it out with God. That you become a friend of God. You accept salvation. You cannot reject salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Because you cannot be classed with the righteous. And if we cannot be classed with the righteous, that means you are part of the wicked. And the curse of the law is upon the wicked. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33. God curses, you know, when somebody begins to do what God did not assign him to do. And one of the things is stealing. God did not send anybody to the school of stealing. Either stealing the church or wherever you are operating from. So if you steal here today, repent. Because if you say you are sharpening your mouth, those are the things that will make it to be rotten again. It won't be effective in the place of prayer. Let all that name the name of the Lord sharpen their mouth. Let them depart from iniquity. Are you here? You are still doing oral sex with your tongue. You can't sharpen anything except you leave it. Are you going to say now? You are soaking the breast of a woman that is not your wife. You cannot sharpen anything. You just have to get out of it. You allow a man that is not a husband to be doing that kind of thing to your body too. You cannot sharpen because you are carrying unnecessary load, excess luggages, and you cannot be sharpened. Somebody say, I will sharpen myself. Can I hear somebody say, I will sharpen myself?
The other one is willful disobedience. You see that in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. You see also in James chapter 4, verse 17. When you don't embrace the word of holiness, you cannot escape the curse of God. They are too hard in that church. They are talking about holiness. You cannot have three wives. You cannot have boyfriend. You cannot do this one. This and that. Beloved, the person is looking for a problem. That means your mother that could not stay in her husband's house, you are following the same way. Come to the way of the Lord. There is joy there. There is peace there. There is comfort there. And it shall be well with somebody here in Jesus' name. Put your trust in God instead of people. Putting trust in people, if I bring curse upon people. At times, human connections could make God to disconnect himself. If you put so much on people instead of God, God will help somebody here in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. The only remedy is for you to return. When you are far away, beloved, you make your blessing to get farther. If you are far away from God, you are pursuing people. You make your blessing to be far away. Who is your hope? As long as God is your soul, you will never lose value in life in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. The next one that can bring curse of God upon people is robbing God of his offering and his tithe. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 24. Curse that enter into the house of the thief. You see that in Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 9. There's a curse in the house of the thief. And he said, they are thieves, they have robbed me. He said, they have not robbed you. He said, but you robbed me of my tithe. It's not that you are paying God. You are giving him his due. Praise the name of the Lord. If you are far tithing, things will become tighter and tighter for you. Oh, you calculate every dollar. It's very hard to make money here. I can't joke with this. Beloved, you are joking with your blessing too. Wise Christians, they don't even limit themselves to 10%. They bless God, they bless God's people around, in fact, you know, beyond anybody, whatever anybody can comprehend. I was sharing with the leaders here in our training that the man that manufactured the Macne is going to grow in his day. Was a Christian. He started with 10%. But when we saw the hand of God in that business, the man started paying 50% as his tithe. At the time, he even increased more than that. In my village today, they are using Macne. Praise the name of the Lord. If you want God to be going down your business, give all to Him. Stop thinking that, oh no, I have to do this, I have to do this. Put God first. Tell anybody, put God first. And it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Enough about that because of time. The curse of man. Like the man that was cursing David. Amen. And you know what happened? And that also, the parental curses also fell under that one. If you are under any parental curse, God will have mercy on you today in Jesus' name. But if there will be need for you to write letter to them, whatever they are to, you know, to ask for forgiveness, you better do. The condition is that honor your father and your mother. And it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Don't allow any culture to divert you from your glory and your blessing. Because your friend is talking to your brother, or his own prayer like that, you better don't imitate what will destroy you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Spiritual parent, that is your fathers in the law, your ministers, you don't joke with them too. If they pronounce a curse, it could work. But we don't curse a mountain of fire. Shout hallelujah. Somebody shout a louder hallelujah. Church is not a human society. We have to be very, very careful. It's a divine gathering. So when you come, be very careful. The psalmist says, I better come to the house of the Lord with my mouth shut. I speak little so that I will not go home with problem. You are the one that will come and this. No. Come and receive your blessing and do what the Bible asks you to do in your leader and be blessed. And it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. The curse of the Lord, that's the fourth one. The curse of the Lord, you see that in Galatians chapter 3, 13, 14. The Bible says God has already redeemed us from that. And they are listed in Deuteronomy chapter 28, 15 to 68. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Cause of bitterness. Every time your countenance fails or fall because your neighbor is lifted, you are bringing a curse upon your life. When you see somebody progressing, be happy. You see somebody building a new house, rejoice with them. Your own is coming. Somebody say a louder amen to them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The other one is the curse of the prophet. It's different from the curse of your father-in-law. Prophet can be very dangerous. Praise the name of the Lord. It could be your denomination. It could be somewhere else. You don't, you know, abuse them. You don't dishonor them. And you don't joke with their words. Prophets are God's agents of triumph. And the curse of the prophet can be very devastating. Praise the name of the Lord. The other one is the curse of Satan, and this one is the least one. Shout hallelujah. Because I saw Satan falling like lightning. Shout hallelujah. Tell your neighbor that is the least. The one you should deal with is God. Make sure you run away from sin. Ask the Lord to give you grace to please Him. Nobody could undo the Israelites. They brought the prophet to curse them. The thing was not working. He said, okay, I knew what to do. After he has read 21 altars without any effect, he now faced the wilderness. And he received inspiration from Satan. And Satan told him, don't worry. Let them provoke that God. You will not provoke God. Amen. The one that is defending them, and they made them to, you know, offend him. And when they offended, and they went into wardom, they were committing morality, all sorts of things, you know, they lost the battle. And they were wasted in the wilderness. You will not be wasted in this city. I pray you will not be wasted in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. How to break the curses? How do I break the curses? The first one is what I have told you, repentance. Number two, invoke God's mercy. Plead for mercy, plead for forgiveness. Take cover in the blood of Jesus. Appropriate the freedom by your declaration. That is where the employment of your mouth comes in now.
I love the Sunday choir sunglass. I shall not die. Somebody say, I shall not die. Praise the name. It's a very powerful prophetic proclamation in the Bible. I shall not die but live, or declare the glory of the Lord, the words of the Lord in the land of the living. Somebody shout a louder amen. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. We have 3 more prayer points to pray. But before we pray this prayer, beloved, if you are here this night, you have not publicly one day given your life to Jesus Christ, you have not opened your mouth and declared as your Lord and Savior, you are not yet born again. Beloved, that is the major and the main reason why he brought you here. It does not matter whether you are going to church, you are carrying one title in one church. That's not what we are saying now. Have you reconciled to your maker? If you close your eyes in death now, will you make heaven? If rapture comes now, will you be able to go with the saint to God in heaven, in the atmosphere? That is what the Lord is asking you now. So wherever you are, you want to join this train. You want to be born again. You want the cause of God to be lifted upon your head, upon your destiny, upon your family. Wherever you are, why don't you please lift your right hand up now? Thank you, Father. Lift your hand to God now, not to anybody. Thank God for those hands. And we are not going to waste your time. Just place those hands on your chest straight away. And pray this prayer after me. Say, Father in heaven, I come to you, forgiving my sins. I confess you as my Lord and Savior today, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. And I believe you rose on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Today, I believe in my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. I'm born again. Satan, leave me forever. In Jesus' name. Somebody say louder, amen. Amen. Father, we rejoice with this, your children that are coming to you anew today. Let your hand of power and glory be released upon them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The Lord will sustain you and uphold you to the end in Jesus' name. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Before you go here tonight, make sure you see a pastor. He wants to pray more for you. It is well with you in Jesus' name. A louder amen. Amen. Open your eyes and pray for somebody very close to you there. I mean, hold this right hand and pray for him the way you have never prayed for anybody in your life. The day Job prayed for his 3 friends, everything he lost, was restored back to him. He got them back. Are you ready? Ask your neighbor, are you ready? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. The power. The power. The power is just the same today. No matter what the power, the power, the power, the apostle, the power is just the same today. Amen. Mama, 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 mama. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Pray for the second person very quickly. See, every door of greatness and advancement that causes us close against your life. Mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. This time around, I want you to pray like a mad prophet.
Do you know why the prophet, they look mad? Because they are seeing what some of us, we are not seeing at times. I want you to pray, forget whether somebody is close to you there, or you came with somebody here today. Are you ready? Are you ready to fire? All you are going to be saying is backfire. Somebody say backfire. Backfire. I can't hear them. Say backfire. You are going to see. That's what happened in the life of David. As he was saying it, he returned him back to Goliath. Hallelujah. Mighty name we pray. Oh yes. Every anti-marriage curse be reversed now by the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes. Every curse of restlessness, the power of the rest. Here the power of the rest for the people of God. Everybody under this ministration tonight, they are entering into the rest of God. Lose Jesus Christ. Every sickness sponsored by causes. Now is a in the name of Jesus Christ. Every embargo placed upon anybody here. Upon your education, upon your career, upon your finance, upon your marital life, be lifted in the name of Jesus Christ. The enemy shall not exert upon you. Therefore, let every form of dominion, every form of evil domination, every gist, every spell, every protocol, every pattern in your life, be oh yes. Now enter into your season of multiple harvest. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Somebody lift his two hands to the heavenlies. And the way you have never shouted, pray this one. Envelope my life.
In Jesus' name we pray.